Welcome to News Kids. I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hi, it's Rose here. In this episode, we are talking about Boris Johnson's resignation as a Member of Parliament and the Partygate report, the tragic events on the Titan submersible, World Refugee Day, and the recent devastating sinking of a boat carrying refugees in the Mediterranean, and Isa reviews the Lottie Brooks series of books by Katie Kirby. Hi, it's Rose here. Well, one of the biggest stories in June was the news that Boris Johnson had stepped down as a Conservative Member of Parliament. The former Prime Minister was being investigated by a group of senior MPs over his behaviour during COVID, about gatherings and parties, and about whether he told Parliament the full truth about it. The issue, widely known as Partygate, has caused widespread anger among the public, as during the period the party supposedly took place, the British public was subject to strict rules aimed at limiting socialising. Boris Johnson had already been fined by police for breaking the lockdown rules his own government put in place, and it was partly to blame for costing him his job as Prime Minister. An important group of senior MPs who come from all parties have been investigating whether Mr. Johnson told Parliament the full truth about what happened after he said the gatherings were essential work events and that no rules were broken. Mr. Johnson admitted to misleading Parliament but denied doing it on purpose. After seeing a copy of the report by the Commons Privileges Committee before it was published, Boris announced he would stand down. He claimed the whole purpose of the report was to find me guilty, regardless of the facts. But the committee said it had followed the procedures properly. Making his announcement late on Friday evening, Mr. Johnson said the report he had seen was full of inaccuracies and reeks of prejudice, adding it was clear the committee was determined to use the proceedings against me to drive me out of Parliament. A separate inquiry is also looking into everything that happened during the COVID pandemic to see what the government got right and got wrong in its response.
This is Zara. This month, the news story that has really stood out for me was the implosion of the Titan submersible, resulting in the death of the five people in it who had set off to explore the site of the Titanic wreck. The Titan was a submersible, which is different from a submarine. A submersible is a small vessel for exploration or research, whereas a submarine is larger and designed for military operations. The Titan was one of the world's only privately manned submersibles capable of reaching depths of 4,000 meters below sea level and was operated by the company Oceangate. The Titan was built by the company for the specific purpose of allowing tourists to visit the wreck of the Titanic. On Sunday, June 18th, the submersible went into the Atlantic Ocean with five people on board to explore and visit the Titanic's wreckage. On board were British-Pakistani businessman Shahzada Dawood and his 19-year-old son Suleiman, Hamish Harding, a British billionaire and explorer based in Dubai, former French Navy diver Paul Henry Nargillot, and Stockton Rush, the CEO of Oceangate. An hour and 45 minutes after their dive, communications between the submersible and the surface vessel were lost. The US Coast Guard reported hearing sounds consistent with an implosion. Immediately after the submarine lost communication with the Polar Prince, the support ship that delivered the vessel to the site on Sunday. This information, however, was not immediately made public. The submersible was supposed to make a 10-hour round trip to visit the Titanic wreck, so everyone was concerned when it did not return to the surface as planned. The US Coast Guard launched a surface search for it as soon as they received reports that it was missing. The oxygen levels within the Titan submersible were predicted to last 96 hours, leaving little time to save the passengers. International teams also joined the search, and international rescue teams worked tirelessly to search a wide area of the ocean twice the size of Connecticut for the submersible. Throughout the rescue search, there were numerous reports of noises, which were carefully examined and provided some hope for survival. Unfortunately, on Thursday also the 22nd of June, a remote underwater vehicle discovered the submersible's remains on the ocean floor near the Titanic wreck. The US Coast Guard confirmed this horrifying discovery indicated a catastrophic implosion triggered by the pressure of the ocean water above. The submersible was supposedly designed to endure such pressure, but it is still unclear what went wrong. The US Coast Guard has announced that all five people aboard the missing Titan submersible have died. Officials suspect that the passengers were killed instantly by the implosion. People have had lots of different reactions to this story, with some people wondering why people would take such a risk. Others are saying that the exploration of any sort always involves a risk. Regardless, the universal feeling remains an enormous sadness for the loss of the five explorers and the suffering of their families.
Hi, it's Laurie here. In this episode, I'm talking about World Refugee Day, which takes place every year on the 20th of June as a way of focusing attention on the plight of refugees. So what is it all about? Every year, millions of people are forced to flee from their homes in order to keep safe from war, persecution, or natural disaster. And it is thought that around half of these are children. For example, millions of people have left Ukraine since Russia invaded the country in February 2022. The United Nations says this war has caused the fastest and largest displacement of people in Europe since World War II. The number of people around the world who have been forced to run away from the conflicts, violence and persecution has risen to more than 100 million, according to the UN Refugee Agency. People that move countries for any reason are called migrants, but if someone is running away from a country because their lives are in danger, they're known as refugees. Unfortunately, leaving home and trying to find people a new safe place to live is often full of danger. There have been many sad reports of refugees dying whilst trying to cross Europe, often in overcrowded boats whilst travelling over the Mediterranean Sea or the English Channel. But one of the worst disasters took place earlier this month when a fishing boat full of migrants or refugees sunk off the coast of Greece. Photos have emerged showing the boat heavily overcrowded. No one's quite sure how many people were on the ship, but some people on board have reported it could have been as many as 750, with 100 of those being children. The boat is thought to have been travelling from Libya to Italy. It ran into trouble when its engine stopped working around 80 kilometres southwest of the Greek town Pylos. It then capsized and sank just after 2 a.m. on Wednesday in what one of the Coast Guards described as one of the deepest parts of the Mediterranean. Officials have confirmed that many people have died, but more than 100 people have been rescued.
Hello, it's Isa, and this month I am going to review two of the books from my new favourite series of books, the Lottie Brooks series, written by Katie Kirby. There are three books in this series: The Extremely Embarrassing Life of Lottie Brooks, The Catastrophic Friendship Fails of Lottie Brooks, and The Mega Complicated Crushes of Lottie Brooks. The books are all about a girl named Lottie and her life in Year 7. She is a little older than me, but I absolutely loved reading both the first two books because I found them so relatable. In the first book, Lottie starts off the summer with her mum, dad and brother Toby. Sadly, her best friend from primary school moved to Australia and Lottie misses her very much. Chatting to one of her neighbours, Lottie learns all about secondary school and realises that she needs to learn a lot. She makes friends with a girl called Jess, who is very like her. And then both of them make friends with two other girls, Amber and Poppy, who are both very popular. But Lottie ends up ditching Jess to be popular and hang out with Amber and Poppy. But when an argument splits the group apart, Lottie realises who her real friend is. The second book, The Catastrophic Friendship Fails of Lottie Brooks, is another fantastic read. In this book, Lottie's best friend from primary school, Molly, returns and moves to Kingswood, which is the school that Lottie, Jess, Poppy and Amber go to. Molly, however, starts to become closer friends with Amber, and Poppy, Jess and Lottie start feeling left out. Amidst these friendship issues, Lottie is also worried about her school play, where Lottie is going to be a singing crab and Jess has the main part, but Amber and Molly are in the choir. I'm really looking forward to reading the rest of the series, and if you are around my age, I really recommend this series. It covers so many of the things that people my age come across in our daily school lives.
I hope you enjoyed our show and thank you for listening.